感谢主耶稣的恩典哈，我们从礼拜三开始哈，那么小弟就以终极祸端哈，那么这一个主题，那么来跟大家分享圣经里面的哈一些啊终极祸端的内容。
So give thanks to God. From Wednesday, I've started my series of the ultimate disaster. So from now on, I will share with you some stories from the Bible regarding to this.
那什么叫做终极祸端呢
？What does ultimate disaster mean？
这个终极这两个字哈啊，我们啊这个啊华人的老祖先对它的定义。
So from our Chinese ancestors, they have defined this as。
啊、叫做近期最激烈的程度。
This is the ultimate, the highest level of sin.、
哦、所以这个终极祸端，它的意思就是说
，And so this the meaning of this is、
哦、这个事件它发生了之后，它演变到最后会进入到一个非常凄惨的一个什么剧烈的程度。
And、so once you have entered into this level, you will gradually, you will enter this very tragic state.、
哦可能会影响到我们的后代子孙。
This may also influence our next generation.
哦，是我们自己本身啊，没有谨慎失去的警醒的心。
It's because we ourselves we have lost this heart of vigilance.、
哦、所以我们在神面前做了一件神所不喜悦的事。
Hence, in the presence of God, we have done many things that are not pleasing in His sight.、哦、
那结果我们的神伸出了他的手啊，不是只有处罚我个人本身。
And so God has extended His hand not to only punish us ourselves.、
哦、那甚至包括连我的后代子孙都受到连累性的神的处罚。
Our descendants will also be affected by this punishment.、
哦、那这些事迹都记录在圣经里面。
And these incidents have all been recorded in the Bible.
我想值得我们现今的基督徒、哦、那么在这些真理上我们也能够细细的去做思考。
And I hope that as modern Christians we can also put this into consideration.、
哦、所以我们在礼拜三的晚上、啊、我们跟大家分享的第一个实例就是亚当被约。
And so the first example we shared on Wednesday was Adam and the fall.
好，记载在何西阿书六章的第七节。
And this is recorded in Hosea 6 verse 7.
因为亚当他跨越了离开了神所定给他的真理的界限。
Because he has exceeded the boundary that God has set.
那么结果产生的后果是什么呢
？And this reaped in what kind of consequence?
在罗马书五章十二节，圣经记载说，罪就因为一个人进入了这个世界。
Romans chapter 5 verse 12 mentions that because of one man sin entered this world.
所以一直到今天，我们世界上所有的人全部都一出生就进入在一个罪的权束的辖制里面。
And so from henceforth, everyone born after Adam will enter into this dominion of sin.
那我们来看哈，同样的一个被约啊，也是连累性的，很多人连累性的受到了处罚的另外一个事迹的记录。
And so there's anotherincident where a person has gone against the covenant and this has affected the consequence of humans.
我们来看耶稣雅记第七章。
Joshua chapter 7.
耶稣雅记第七章的二十五节跟二十六节。
Joshua 7 verse 25 to 26.
那么这段经文记载因为亚干一个人被约。
Because Achan has gone against this covenant.
结果这件事情演变到最后。
And this has also this has affected.
我们可以从耶稣雅记七章的二十五节看到耶稣雅说了一句话。
So from verse 25, we can see Joshua said something.
耶稣雅告诉亚干说：“你为什么连累我们呢
？”And Joshua said, "Why have you troubled us?"
所以后来属亚干所有的一切，二十四节里面提到。无论是亚干的儿女或者属亚干的这些牛羊的财产。
So here, Achan's family or his possessions.
那么圣经还记载说以及他所有的。
And also records that everything that he possesses.
就是跟亚干相关的周遭的有关系的这些人。
So these people who have, are immediately related to him.
那么全部都受到神的惩罚。
They've all been punished by God.
那么结果呢，哎，都被神处死了。
And so they have been, struck by God.
所以后来那个地方他们啊命名叫做雅各谷啊。
And so it was called the Valley of Achor.
在26节我们可以看到什么叫做雅各谷呢？
Verse 26, what is this Valley of Achor?
就是受到雅干的连累。
They have been struck along with Achan.
那雅干为什么，他到底犯了什么罪，会让这个连累，罪的连累的范围这么广泛呢？
So what sin did Achan commit that's so grave that it also extended towards people around
him? 我们看第七章十一节。
So chapter 7 verse 11.
这是耶和华真神啊告诉耶稣亚的话。
And this is what the Lord has said to Joshua.
讲到说以色列人啊，以色列人犯罪了。
Israel has sinned and they have transgressed.
那当然这里特别指的就是亚干这一个人他犯罪了。
And so because Achan he sinned.
所以违背了我所吩咐他们的约了。违背的就是背约了。
And so they have forsaken his commandment, his covenant.
那如果我们看当以色列百姓他们去攻打这个耶利哥城的时候
，When we saw the Israelites battle against the city,
在耶稣亚记第六章的十八节以下
，Joshua 6 verse 18 it mentions.
我们可以看到我们的神事先就告诉以色列百姓这一场战争当中的神的规定。
And so before part of the war, God has already set a regulation, people.
告诉他们说、这个当灭的物、你不要拿，免得以色列人怎么样会受到连累、
And so do not take for yourself the accursed objects because Israel will be cursed.
那如果有好的物主，比如说金主啦、银主啦、十九节啦、等等器皿、如果你们要拿要归入神的殿、
And so verse 19, if you have gold or silver or the vessels, they shall be consecrated to the Lord.
那结果在整个事件的演变当中，亚干他伸手去拿了他不应该拿的金子、银子、美好的衣服。
As events unfolded, so Achan had taken the forbidden objects.
所以后来他们第二次要攻打的城市叫爱城。
And the secondcity they were about to battle is the city of Ai.
我们可以从这个第七章的这个第三节以下哈，他们窥探回来之后说啊，这个城实在是太小了，跟耶利哥城比起来的不成比例啊。
And so once the spies came back, they said this city is very little. There's not many as compared to Jericho.
所以不必劳哈，这个第三节说哈，不必劳累众民啊，不必派大军呐、这太简单的一座城啊。
And so they said, do not send many soldiers there because it's a small city.
所以他们找了两三千人去，结果产生什么事实呢？第四节啊，第五节啊，我们就可以看到。
They sent 3,000 men, and what happened then?
竟然有三十六个人被击杀掉。
So among them, 36 were killed.
所以我们从亚干被约哈，本来是亚当被约，现在我们也可以看到亚干被约。
And so originally we have.Adam who has gone against the covenant and now it's Achan's turn.
那结果这个事件我们都可以看到它引起到一个非常剧烈的程度，神出手是不留情的。
And so this is so grave to the extent that God did not leave anything for them to, chance for them to turn back.
那我今天晚上我讲的这个亚当被约就是要提醒大家，我们一定要看重这一本圣经神的话。
And so this warning serves, for us is that we should place a lot of importance in the word of God.
那么凡是神在圣经里面所告诉我们的话，我们都不要轻忽它。
And do not despise or look down on each word written on this Bible.
免得我们轻忽了神的话，那结果违背了神告诉我们不可做的事之后，那么引起了一些这个不好的连锁性的反应。
Lest if we despise the word of God, then this will cause us to depart from God and also have a chain reaction of bad events.
那我们现在来讲圣经的第二个例子。
And I would like to talk about the second example.
我今天要讲的是挪亚他醉酒了。
And this is Noah's drunkenness.
我们先来看根据的经文创世纪第九章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 9.
那么从24节到26节的这一段经文。
Genesis 9 verse 24 to 26.
那这段经文我们可以看到挪亚因为他摘了一个葡萄园之后，那么他酿酒之后喝了酒， 喝醉酒了。
And this passage mentions that once Noah planted a vineyard and he was drunk from the grapes.
那喝醉酒之后呢，他就把这个什么丑态显露出来了，因为他赤身肉体挡在他的帐篷里面睡觉。
And because he was naked, so he revealed his nakedness and shame to those around him.
那他的儿子韩看到了之后呢？
And so once his son Ham saw it.
那么就把他父亲喝醉酒赤身肉体的这一个事情，那么告诉他的兄弟。
So he reported this incident to his siblings.
那他的兄弟呢？我不讲他兄弟，就是说挪亚他这个酒醉醒了之后。
And so after Noah awoke from his wine.
从二十四节，知道这个小儿子韩对他所做的这件事，就是把他的丑事讲给他的兄弟听。
And so he knew what his younger son had done to him.
结果我们看到这个为人父亲的啦，为人这个祖父的就咒诅啊，讲咒诅的话。
And so, in the end, he cursed Ham.
那么咒诅的是韩的儿子，叫做迦南。
And so, what he cursed is, so as a grandfather, he cursed his grandson, Canaan.
所以二十五节这个当祖父的咒诅这个当孙子的迦南的后代祖孙怎么样？要做他弟兄的奴仆的奴仆。
And so cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants shall be, he shall be to his brethren.
那么他的原文的注解就是说要成为所有人最低贱的仆人奴仆。
And so in the original text it means that he shall be the lowest rank slave to his people.
如果我们把这件事情当作是一个什么，是一个挪亚他生气然后一时之间所讲出来的这个什么这个不经大脑思考的一个无聊的话了，我们讲说这个是没有经过神认证的了。
if we say that Noah said this out of irrational thought and emotion,
可是我们发现我们的神对挪亚对他的这个迦南后代祖孙的咒诅，后来在这个世界上竟然成为一个事实。
However, we see that God has truly fulfilled this curse.
所以我看一些注解的经文那么大多数的解经家这样认定
So many of interpretation from scholars who have interpreted this as
说挪亚醉酒之后咒诅他的后代祖孙。
So after Noah has cursed his,
而且得到神的认可
，and he has been acknowledged by God.
因为我们知道这个闪就是讲的这个黄皮肤的这个东方人了
Because we can say that Shem is the ancestor of the Asians.
那第二十三节这个亚弗是讲着这个欧洲人白种人
And so Japheth is the ancestor of the Caucasians.
那这个韩呢，就是今天住在非洲的黑色人种
And Ham can refer to the ancestors of the African people.
那我们晓得在这个世界上这个黑皮肤的曾经成为这个黄皮肤或者这个白皮肤的这个种族的这个奴仆受尽了很多很多的这种屈辱
We can see that in history, throughout history, has been recorded many instances where the Africans have been slaves of the Asians or the Caucasians.
这个咒诅竟然应验在他神让他应验在后代祖孙的身上。
And so God has allowed this curse to be fulfilled in his descendants.
所以圣经学家说，这个是出自于神的灵感动挪亚才会说出来的。
And so biblical scholars say that this is said because Noah was moved by the Spirit of God.
这个不是一时之间讲出来的愤恨的话啦，气生气的话，不是这样子。
This was not said out of anger or rash temper.
那这件事情，我们讲挪亚醉酒，要带给我们在信仰生活上有相当大的警醒啦。
And so in this incident brings us a very big reminder to us in our faith.
原本在挪亚的世代，我们的神用大水毁灭了这个世界之后
，After in Noah's era when God destroyed the world through the flood，
神允许挪亚离开方舟，再度的面对一个新的世界。
And so God allowed Noah to leave the ark to meet with another in the new world。
亚当面对新世界，亚当失败了。
So once
被约嘛。
So because Adam failed because he has gone against the covenant.
那现在挪亚他也面对的是一个新世界, 因为全世界就他们这一家人八个人, 没有其他的人。
And now Noah's family faced a new world with only the eight of them.
那面对的一个新世界, 我们的神, 他的心意, 对挪亚, 在挪亚的身上所呈现出来的, 是希望这一家人做什么事呢?
And so what does God's wish for on this family, what they should do?
创世纪8章20节,
Genesis 8 verse 20.
好，这一段经文记载说，挪亚他离开方舟，就是为神筑坛，然后向神献祭。
And so Noah built an altar to the Lord and burnt offerings on the altar.
这个是家庭祭坛圣经的首先的出现的根据了。
This is the first evidence of a family altar in the Bible.
所以我们今天在我们的宗教信仰的训练，教会是一个辅助了。 教会宗教教育教会是一个辅助，大家要了解哈。
So we have to have this understanding that in church religious education is to support this family altar.
因为教会里面的宗教教育，它是一种系统性的圣经真理的传授。
Because religious education is a systematic way to impart the words of the Bible to our children in the next generation.
它非常难以达到所谓的按时分量的一个生命教育。
And so it is quite difficult to meet everyone's needs and spiritual requirements.
我的孩子很会偷拿别人的东西，我的孩子很会讲谎话。
So for example, my child, he likes to steal other things or lie.
我想我们在座做父母的，一定是跟我们的孩子最亲密，晓得我们的孩子现在整个生命的走向是偏向好的，还是偏向不好的。
And so as parents, we clearly know which part are they more towards affiliated towards evil or good.
那当我们的孩子生命的这一些缺口产生的时候
，And so once we see our child have this lack.
你说我每个礼拜都有送他来教会参加宗教教育啊。
And you say that we send our child to RE every Saturday on Sabbath.
对不起，你这个礼拜送他来，我们宗教教育的进行的系列的课程是讲到什么？讲到保罗第三次国外布道。
And so, however, the topic that you have mentioned today was about Paul's third missionary journey.
这个也是圣经取材出来的，没有错啊。
And of course, this is also from the Bible.
而是没有办法及时性的弥补孩子生命的缺口。
However, this cannot be tailored to the needs of the child at his current situation.
所以你要在家庭里面，真正的宗教教育是在家庭里面实施的啦。
However, the real religious education should start from the family altar.
所以宗教教育最早的根据了，圣经里面最早的根据。
And this is the earliest recording of religious education in the Bible.
是在创世纪18章的19节。
Genesis 18 verse 19.
我们的神在亚伯拉罕的时代就告诉亚伯拉罕。
So in Abraham's time, God had told Abraham.
说你要主导，你要吩咐什么？吩咐你的众族哦，吩咐你的眷属哦，要遵守我的道，秉公行义。
And so he should command his children and his household to keep the way of the Lord.
这个是最早的宗教教育，我们的神吩咐我们根据的经文。
And this is the earliest verse where God had commanded explicitly to keep the words of God.
那家庭的祭坛的建立，就真正的宗教教育，犹太人他们是在家里面进行的。
And so the Jewish people, they hold this at their house.
所以这一节经文我们大家都很熟。
So we're very familiar with this verse.
就是《生命记》6章第4节以下的经文。
So Deuteronomy 6 verse 4.
我们的神在《生命记》第6章的第6节。
Deuteronomy 6 verse 6.
说无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下来，都要谈论什么？谈论神的真理。
Verse 7, you shall teach them diligently and talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way.
所以你都有发现，真正的宗教教育是家庭祭坛，是父母亲要去执行的。
And so the true religious education begins with the parents They should nurture the child with the words of God.
好，那这个就是哈，当孩子生命缺口产生的时候哈，哎，他会偷拿人家的东西，我们就跟他讲亚干的事迹呀。
When we see our children commit some small errors, we should remind them of the Achan's incident.
好，在约翰福音第一章的三十七节。
So in John chapter 1 verse 23,
你可以看到哈，圣经说出自于神的话，句句都带着神的能力在里面。
And so the word of God has the power of God in it.
哦，那六约翰福音六章的六十三节。
So John 6 verse 33.
也提到说，那神的话就是灵，就是生命啊。
So God's words are life and they are of spirit.
所以你要速速的在我们的家庭里面，然后看孩子他本身的成长过程当中的生命缺口产生的，你要用神的话去弥补他，让他的生命能够圆满啊，走上真理的正轨啊。
And so when you see our children lack in a certain area, we should use the word of God to mend this portion of them so that can be led in the way of the Lord.
这个是第二次的新世界，我们可以从挪亚他的身上看出来神所期待的。
And this is the second new world where what is God's expectation towards his people.
好，那现在面对一个新的世界，挪亚他也主坦献祭的，但是他的这个执行力不够彻底啊。
However, we see that he had indeed built an altar, but his influence has a limitation.
我们在创世纪九章二十节就看到圣经记载说，挪亚就做起农夫来栽的葡萄园。
And so here mentions that Noah he had planted a vineyard.
那喝二十一节说喝了园中的酒便醉了。
And he had drunk of its wine and he became drunk.
我想做农夫是他维持肉体生命的一个什么一个媒介啦，本身并没有什么错误啊。
And so, of course, this is actually not inherently wrong.
那我就在想奇怪，他做农夫，然后他种植葡萄，他哪里来的技术会去酿造葡萄酒呢
？And so, how is he able to make a wine press, even though he's a farmer?
那因为圣经找不到这个酿酒的技术的根据了，说这个酿酒技术是哪里流传下来的，找不到根据。
And so there's no evidence in the Bible where there's this passing on of this skill.
所以我读到的这个一段犹太人他们这个教导孩子的这个教训当中的一个流传呐、
And so I've read a book that is about Jewish tradition.
因为在这个时候，当时的世代就有挪亚一家八个人。
Because at that time there's only Noah and his eight of them.
但是我们不要忘记除了挪亚他们一家八个人之外，还有什么的存在
？And apart from Noah, who else exists?
还有魔鬼的存在。
There is the devil.
那魔鬼是比人类更早被神创造。
And so devil,
不要讲魔鬼，天使是更早比人类更早被神所创造。
And so angels were created before mankind was created.
那这个我们的根据是这个约伯记三十八章的第七节。
And so this is based on Job 38 verse 7.
那么这段经文是提到说神在创造这个世界为大地立根基的时候，神的众族神仙一同欢唱。
And so when God has created the foundations of the world is when his angels have sang praises to him.
这个前后我们可以前后文我们可以自己去看哈。
We can look at this in detail.
所以在我们的神这个创造这个天地的时候那这个天使已经被神所创造出来了。
When God had created the heavens and earth before that, the angels were already created.
那天使因为违背了神的话，要高举他自己的地位。
Because the angels, they went against the word of God and wanted to be higher in rank.
结果呢，他被神甩落到阴间了，那么就在那里等候末日的审判。
And so consequently, God had thrown them down to the Hades, and they are there to await punishment.
那魔鬼到底是这个天使到底是第几天犯罪的了，
And so which day did the angel commit sin?
如果我们回到创世纪的第一章
，If you look at Genesis chapter one，
我现在讲这个都是犹太人他们生活当中对他们的儿女的一个教导的内容圣经是没有这些根据的
And so this is not Bible, but this is just to make reference to a Jewish tradition.
因为我们的神在创造天地的时候，每创造一天，我们的神都会加一句话。
Because after God had created each day, He would add a word.
就是说神看着是好的。
He saw that everything was good.
比如说你看创世纪第一章的第四节。
Genesis 1 verse 4.
当第一天神造光的时候，圣经就记载说神看光是好的。
So verse 4, and God saw the light that it was good.
那么到了第二天，我们看到在这一天的创造没有这些字眼的出现。
So in the second day, we see that this did not, this he didn't say this phrase.
那到了第三天，请看创世纪一章第十节。
Genesis 1 verse 10.
电脑要配合做一下。On
day 4.
我们又可以看到说，这第一章第十节说神看着是好的。
And God saw that it was good.
那么十二节,
verse 12.
十八节,
verse 18.
21节,
verse 21.
25节,
verse 25.
31节,
verse 31.
你看这些结束里面，我们都可以看到每一天的创造，我们的神都说这个是很好的一件事。
We can see in this conclusion, it says that God says, so everything is good.
那这个好，我去看它的原文注意到底是什么意思。
And so I wanted to know what this good meant in the original text.
那么它的意思就是说，令人感觉到愉悦的。
And so this will make them feel satisfied.
那神的创造是丰富而且有层次的。
And so God's creation is abundant and it has its levels.
那这些创造在神的眼中，神认定是有价值的、卓越性存在的。
And so, and God has said that this is of value and there is something that is supreme and absolute about it.
所以大概有这三层的原文注意的意思在里面，这个好，有这三层意思在里面。
And so in this original text of good has these three meanings encompassing it.
所以我来到了纽西兰， 这个到外面去走一走看看，发现哇，真的令人愉悦了，景色太好了，风景太漂亮了，台湾怎么找都找不到。
And so we can say that the view of New Zealand is so good that it surpasses the view in many other countries. It's absolutely good.
而且是非常丰富有层次的，所以一棵树可以有好几种树叶，一眼望过去，不要回去台湾了。
And so when you see a tree, you can see how lush it is. So you can see how good it is.
因为台湾的景色也是蛮单调的，那个山看过去，绿色就是绿色，没有其他颜色在里面，就是一片绿色。我们这边一片看过去，青红、白、紫、红、橙、蓝、绿、黄、靛、紫，这个层次真的太漂亮。
Because you can see the layers and is so beautifully created in New Zealand that It's not so as monochrome as in Taiwan.
所以我们的神说，这个是有价值性的一个卓越，所以你要去买那个地方来住，吓死人的贵，对不对？非常有价值。
You can see how much value things are in New Zealand, that everything is very expensive.
那只有第二天没有讲到。 那一天的创造是好的，没有说神看着是好的，没有这些事。Only
in the second day that God did say that there was nothing was good.
所以犹太人他们说，这个天使犯罪是第二天的。当然我讲，这是一个参考的一个什么资料。And
so this is just for reference, but the Jews say that perhaps the angel sinned on the second day.
那这个时候呢，除了挪亚一家八个人之外，还有谁呀？
Apart from the family of eight of Noah, there was the devil.
所以犹太人就讲说，这个酿酒的技术，就是魔鬼跟挪亚交谈的时候，魔鬼给挪亚的了。And
so the Jews say when Noah was talking to the devil, that the devil gave him this ability or skill.
那挪亚摘的这个葡萄园，奇怪，这个产量不好。And
so
忙了大半天，收成不多。
And so perhaps Noah was planting the vineyard and then there was not much harvest.
所以魔鬼就跟他讲说，产量要多，我教你一个方法。
And so if you want to have more harvest, I will tell you a way.
你去把一头猴子杀掉，把这个猴血浇在这个葡萄树的树根上。
And so you should go kill a monkey and sprinkle the blood on the roots of the vineyard, of the vine.
第二年产量会非常多。
And on the second day, you will have a lot of grapes.
那挪亚做了之后，真的产量很多。
And so indeed it came to fruition.
多到吃不完，那吃不完就酿酒嘛,
and so there was so much, it was so abundant that he became drunk.
可是酿出来的酒颜色很差，不会有吸引力。
But the color was so bland, there was nothing to attract people to it.
所以这个魔鬼又告诉挪亚说，你酿出来的这个葡萄酒量多，那现在颜色要漂亮，我跟你讲，再去把一头狮子杀掉，把输血放在葡萄树的树根上。
And so in order to make the color more beautiful and attractive, you should kill a lion and then sprinkle its blood onto it.
那挪亚这样去做，他发现，隔了一年，这个葡萄酒量又多，颜色漂亮，悦人眼目。
And so once he did it, after a year, it became very attractive to people.
我们这本圣经在描述那个酒的迷人啊，悦人眼目是用什么形容词呢？
And so what is the adjective used in the Bible to describe the attractive nature of wine?
电脑说一下，箴言23章的32节。
Proverbs 23 verse 32.
那么这些经文，圣经描述说，这个酒花红在杯中闪烁，你不要看，因为你会被它迷走。
So here it mentions, 23 verse. So it says that you should not sell it.
有吗？ 32节，23章32节，箴言。Sorry.
Oh, at last it bites like a serpent, it stings like a viper.
那表示说它是悦人眼目的，看了之后，哇，被这个太漂亮的酒的颜色吸引住了。
Sorry, it sparkles in the cup and swirls around smoothly, and you will be attracted by it.
但是挪亚他不满意，他说，对了，量多了，颜色漂亮，可是怎么样，口感不好，很涩。
And so you can say that the flavor isn't so good, it's...
那魔鬼又告诉挪亚了。
And so devil told Noah.
你再去杀一头猪，把这个猪血放在葡萄树上，葡萄树根，非常好喝，口感好喝的不得了。
And so now you will kill a pig and put shrimp the blood on the vine, and it'll taste better.
所以结果挪亚他造作的时候，你看酒量又多。
And so after he did this, then there was a lot of wine.
颜色看起来悦人眼目。
And the color attracted people.
然后喝起来非常的顺口，很纯，蛮好喝的，所以到最后他就醉了。
And so it was so delicious that he became drunk.
那这个就是一个喝醉酒的人，他会产生的三种变化。
And so this is the three stages of changes when a person becomes drunk.
你看一个人如果喝酒，所产生的第一个变化是什么？
What's the first transformation?
变成猴子。
They become a monkey.
这边抓，这边抓，对不对？然后呢，这个猴言猴语，单位就高威了，猴子的话，讲了很多，到底讲什么，他都忘记了，他也不知道了。
And so they become very tipsy, and so they will scratch their bodies like monkeys, and they will speak unintelligible words.
然后继续喝。
And they will continue to drink.
第二种变化会产生出来。
And this is the second stage.
就是变成狮子。
And they become like a lion.
本来是PTT俱乐部的成员。对不起，这个帕太太俱乐部的成员。
And so perhaps they have before...
我们讲PTT叫帕太太。
Also before they would be scared of their wives.
结果是一个无胆的小男人，酒一喝以后。 哇，那么大胆的话，什么毁谤人的话，哪一个人怎么样，肆无忌惮，全部都可以讲，就是我最大，我最大不能，你要怎么样？
And so they after they drunk, they become drunk, they become like a lion. They think that they're the man, and they everything. They can speak slanders to everyone.
性情都改变了。
And so their nature has changed.
那第三个变化是什么呢？再喝产生第三个变化。
And what's the last stage?
就是。 跟猪一样嘛，到最后全部都是不省人事，呼呼大睡，
and so,
睡得跟头猪一样。
They will be like a pig, just sleeping.
那挪亚就是这样子。
And this is what happened to Noah.
那醉了之后到最后的结果是怎么样？是躺在他的帐篷里面，赤身肉体在那边睡觉。
And so after he was drunk, he lied in his tent, he was naked.
改变了他原本的那一种哈，那一种神儿女的形象啊，全部都脱，我们叫脱稿演出啊，全部都脱序。
And so he has stripped his off his image of God.
好，那当然这个是犹太人在他们的教训当中所流传下来的一种讲法。
And this is a saying, a way of interpretation from the Jewish tradition.
好，那现在重要的就是说，挪亚他喝醉酒了。
So what's more, the point is that Noah is drunk.
这个醉酒在这本圣经里面，我们的神是为他做什么样的注解
？And so what kind of what did God do?
啊，我们来看加拉太书第五章。
Sorry. What did God set rule on drunkenness?
好，加拉太书第五章啊，请看十九节以下的经文。
So Galatians 5 verse 19.
好，在这一节经文里面哈，我们的保罗提到说哈，情欲啊哈，我们讲说圣灵跟情欲相争啊，那情欲到底是有哪一些内涵呢？
And so we see that the spirit wars against the flesh. And so, what does the things works of the flesh are?
哦，那么在五章的十九节哈，加拉太书五章十九节就告诉我们说，保罗说啊，情欲的事情都是很明显的，到处都可以看得到，这个都是情欲啊。
Galatians 5:19 mentions the works of the flesh are evident.
哦，所以讲到哈，我们如果去把它分类，大概有四种啊哈，有四种归类了。
So there are four categories.
哦，那么第一种归类就是哈。这个感官上所产生出来的罪
，and first is sin stemming from your own emotions and your senses、哦。
这个奸淫、污秽、邪荡，哈、哦，这个是感官上所产肉体的感官所产生出来的罪。
And so these sins are stimulated, aroused from your physical, from your emotions、
哦。那特别标注的就是哈、哦，这个性这件事情。
And then this can be categorized under the sex。
透过性，我们的肉体能够得到愉悦
，so through sex our flesh can be fulfilled。
好，那第二个哈叫做偏离正道的罪
，and second category is sin that
比如说拜偶像邪术
sin that makes an apostate。
哦，那这个是偏离神正道的诉求啊，这个也是情欲的一种
，and it's also a kind of desire, fleshly desire。
那么再来就是讲人际当中所发生的罪。
And next is the relationships with men.
比如说仇恨、憎恨、恼恨等等哈，那么一组讲到二十一节的嫉妒啊，这个都是人际人与人之间互动、人际互动当中那么产生出来的一种罪啊，这个都是属情欲的。
And so these sins stem from your interactions with your fellow human beings. So the envy, murders, drunkenness, and these are all also related to your fleshly desires.
那第四种罪呢？第四种罪哈，那么就是啊，这个什么，就是这个情欲了哈，嗜好哪一种欲望，然后哈，会让它变成进入到一个放纵的阶段。
And so, first, the first stage, once you have this desire, you will continue to indulge in the sin.
所以在二十一节提到说，醉酒荒宴哈，醉酒就是其中的一种。
So drunkenness is one of them.
哦、那醉酒呢、哦哦、我去看它的英文叫做、哦、就是没有结束然后多次的狂欢
and so the it's meaning is that there's no self control when you're drunk and then you will go wild and crazy、
哦 那这个什么叫做荒宴呢
and so what does it mean to be in revelry、哦、
荒宴就是狂欢动饮的宴乐它是没有结束的但是它没有特别的意义性存在
And so it is, it is something activity that done without self control, and there is no, significance or meaning in this activity.
那今天我讲挪亚醉酒嘛，导致到他的后代子孙哈啊，都成为最低贱的仆人。
And so because of Noah's drunkenness, his descendants have become the lowest of slaves.
那这个挪亚醉酒，它所代表的在属灵里面的，我们要抓到的重点是什么？叫放纵情欲，因为它是情欲的事。
And so, what can we summarize from this is that this relates to in being indulgent in your sin.
哦，放纵情欲很可能就产生，就是从这个醉酒这样子的一个事件上，那么去呈现出来。
And so, being indulgent in your sin can be manifested through a certain sin, like being drunk.
好，那我们现在来看什么叫做肉体的情欲。
And we can see what is this fleshly desire.
好，我们来看请看这个约翰一书的第二章。
First John chapter 2.
哦，约翰一书第二章的十六节。
First John 2 verse 16.
哦，哎，醉酒是一种情欲的表现。
And so being drunk is a manifest behavior of the flesh. 哦，
那约翰一书二章十六节就提到说，哦，有几种情况，哦，这个都是属世界的。
And so this records sins that are of the world.
哦，那么其中第一个所谈到的叫做肉体的情欲。
And the first one is the lust of the flesh.
哦，那什么叫做肉体的情欲呢？
What does it mean to have to the what does it mean?
哦，它的解释就是说超越我们的身体正常需求的一种什么一种歪斜的这个私情啊。
So it is a desire for something beyond our physical capacity that is distorted.
哦，那这个叫做啊，这个叫做肉体的情欲。
And this warped nature represents the flesh lust of the flesh.
啊，那我们会发现哈，我们会发现哈，哦，我现在分成两个重点哈，底下两个重点哈。第一个重点就是说，什么时候我们会放纵情欲？
And so I would like to, so what's in what times do we indulge in our fleshly desires?
哦，如果以挪亚他这个事件来讲哈，就是说放松心情的时候。
And so in Noah's case is when he feels completely relaxed.
哦，挪亚他很辛勤努力做农夫劳力性的工作。
And so he was relaxed and he did a lot of labor as a farmer.
那么在他整个工作的压力解除的时候呢，他就想要放松他自己，他想要休息。
And so he wanted to rest and he wanted to get rid of his stress.
哦，所以当一个人哈，他会情欲发作的一个时机点是在哪里？就是工作压力得到解除之后要放松的那一个时刻，可能就是情欲会放纵的时候。
And so the time where a person will be most susceptible to being to indulge in their flesh is when after work they want to get rid of the stress and relax.
哦，所以你看这个撒母耳记下十一章，对不对？大卫为什么会去侵占乌利亚的妻子？
We can see in 2 Samuel why did David want to defile the wife of Uriah?
他战争的事情已经告一段落了，他不必要亲自领队出征去征战啊。
Because he did not need to go out for battle anymore.
哦，所以他现在把战争就交给他的元帅去做了。
And so he delegated this task to his commanders.
哦，那大卫这个征战的工作，这个重大的压力解除之后呢？哦，撒母耳记下十一章，你就可以看到大卫怎么样睡到太阳下山了。
And so because of this, that David he slept till sunset.
哦，啊，睡到太阳下山，结果起床到平台上啊，看到女人洗澡。情欲就爆发了，放纵情欲的。
Once he saw a woman bathing on the rooftop, he had given in to his desires and sinned.
所以我觉得在我们今天呢，我们今天现代基督徒的生活里面，什么时候我们会放纵情欲？就是工作压力得到解除的那个时候。
And so we are most
大家很想放纵的。
As modern Christians, we are most susceptible to this flesh. Sinning against our flesh is big when we want to relieve our stress from work.
那还有一个是经过小弟的观察哈，就是灵恩布道会结束之后，接下来那个礼拜。
And so another of my observation is after ESSC, the week after.
灵恩布道会不是充电吗？
Is ESSC？
可是哈，好像灵恩布道会现在是什么？是放电，对不对？放电的是讲台的讲道人员哈，从头从早上讲到晚上，肚子东西都掏光了。那我们不是一直充电，好像海绵吸收能量吗？可是灵恩布道会结束之后那个礼拜哈，聚会人数非常少，为什么？瘫痪的，哦，是不是充电过分呢？哦，全部都瘫痪的，不想来教会休息了，今天不要去。
So perhaps the week after ESSC is when everyone has gained all the words of God, we've absorbed too much like a sponge that the next week we kind of we wanted to relax, so we don't come to church as often.
哦，那么还有一个哈，就是连续假期哈，特别的连续的假期哈，好像我们华人叫春节哈，哇，这个一放假放了五六天七八天呐，干嘛？喝酒嘛，打麻将嘛，是不是？
And next is during public holiday, long public holidays like We all want to have fun and relax.
所以我们要晓得，从挪亚的身上，我们晓得一个人会醉酒、会放纵情欲，哈，大概都是压力解除的那个时候了。
And so from these instances, we can see that the times we want to indulge in our flesh is when we want to get rid of our stress.
好，那我要讲的第二个重点，哈。
And second point.
如果一个人哈，他想达到放松，他也进入到放松的层次。
If a person wants to be relaxed and he has entered into this state of relaxation,
那么接下来哈，它会变成是一种放纵，本来是放松，那现在会变成放纵。
So he becomes relaxed and then next he will indulge.
那放纵接下来会变成放肆。
And so after you indulge, you will
放肆。
You will be very.You do whatever you want.
好，我们先来看一看哈，圣经讲哈，有圣经有放松这个字眼哈。
And so in the Bible, there's the word relax.
好，我们来请看这个箴言哈。
Proverbs.
好，请看箴言第四章的十三节。
Proverbs 4 verse 13.
好，挪亚他放松哈，那么我们对照圣经相关性的经文哈，在箴言第四章的十三节。
Proverbs 4 verse 13.
这里我们的神告诉我们说持定训诲不可放松，而且要谨守神的训诲，因为这个是生命。
And so take hold of firm instruction, do not let go, he purposes your life.
那挪亚他放松就是让自己喝醉了。
And so Noah let himself relax and be drunk.
我要放松，我要休息嘛，然后他就开始喝酒，然后喝醉了，放松了。
So he wanted to relax and he became drunk.
那这里的放松到底他讲的是什么呢？
And so what does this mean?
就是任凭懈怠，就是我的心房全部都拆除了，懈房了。
And so you allow yourself to indulge in your desire.
那这个肉体的情欲产生之后，会让我们下沉啊，这个叫放松哈。
So once you have allowed your desires to surface, then you will drown in them.
所以挪亚他工作压力结束很忙哈，然后他想要怎么样？想要让自己得到一些我们叫松散嘛哈啊，任凭他这个肉体懈怠啊，然后他就开始一直往下沉呐、啊，情欲肉体情欲就产生出来了。
And so he's allowed himself to be in this state where he becomes lazy and he and his emotions will surface.
那放松之后再来会变成放纵。
And after you relax, you indulge.
我们来看放纵出现在哪里。
Let us see where this word appears.
请看罗马书十三章十四节。
Romans 14 verse 14.
罗马书十三章十四节。
So Romans 13 verse 14.
好，那么这段经文我们的神说哈，要把耶稣基督好像一件衣服一样披在自己的身上。
So here mentions that we should put on Christ like a garment.
不要为了肉体的需要去放纵情欲。
And do not go after your desires.
那这个放纵哈，它就是说哈，为了满足肉体，然后我产生出一种内在的贪爱的渴望。我为了满足我这个身体。
So in order to fulfill your desires of your flesh, you want to you greed and covet.
然后我就为我这个肉体事先计划去安排了一个放松的一个什么，放松的一个什么啊，一个事情。
And so you have also prepared a way to relax your body.
那从我的肉体的内心里面，我产生了对这件事情的贪爱，甚至我渴望进入这件事情里面。
And so once you have prepared a space in your heart to like to go after this desire.
那这个叫做放纵。
And this is to indulge.
所以挪亚哈他。放松啊，可是这个酒一喝之后，他觉得说，哇，这个肉体会产生忙酥酥的感觉，非常好啊。然后他就继续往下喝啊，喝到最后他就没有节制了。
So he feels so good that that he had no self control that he continued on.
为了满足肉体的那种什么那种舒爽那种 空空荡荡哈，漂浮的那种感受了。那很多人现在世界上很多人，很多年轻人吸毒，不就是这样子吗
？And so a lot of people want that feeling of ecstasy, so they want to keep feeling high.
哦，然后放纵更进一步就是变成放肆。
And so after you indulge, you become very wayward, and you indulge in whatever you want.
好，我们请看历代志下28:19。
Second Chronicles 28 verse.
好，历代志下28，请看19。
Verse 19.
好，这节经文是提到以色列王亚哈书在犹大怎么样放肆。
And so Ahaz he had encouraged moral decline in Judah.
好，所以他就不再尊重神了，也没有神的律法能够去约束他。
And he didn't want to be bound or constrained by the law of the Lord.
好，凭着他的心力哈，就是为所欲为啊，我要怎么样就怎么样，谁都没有办法束缚我。
And so he did according to what his heart desired, that no one would be able to subdue him.
所以这个放肆，我去看他的原文，就是说哈，缺乏真理的约束。
And so the indulgent means that you have lack this self-control from the truth.
那么对神产生背叛。
And you have betrayed God.
而有不忠跟奸诈的行为。
And you have this disloyal and deceitful actions.
那这个叫做放肆啦。
And this is indulging.
我完全没有人，包括神都没有办法来约束我了。真理甩一边啦。我自己本身感觉到喜欢舒畅就好了。什么真理啊，那是他家的事啊，跟我没关系。
And so you want to throw the truth away to the point that you just do whatever you want.
所以让我们可以发现说，这个挪亚醉酒就是从放松进入到放纵，最后就进入到放肆。那 我不管神交代什么，我不管神跟我讲什么了，反正我喜欢，我喜爱，只要我愿意的，百无禁忌。
And so he has gone to the stage where he didn't care about what God thought, and that he just did whatever his heart desired, and that no one could lord over him.
好，那如果我们的信仰走到这样子的一个程度，我们觉得可惜，也很可悲。
If our faith has gone to this extent, then we will feel that this is such a pity.
好，那我最后讲一个结论。
And I would like to make a conclusion.
我的结论是以弗所书第五章第三节。
Ephesians 5 verse 3.
在这一节经文里面，保罗他这么勉励我们。
And here Paul encourages us.
保罗他告诉我们说，我们必须要有生活言行，必须要有这个圣徒的体统。
And so we should have our actions should be fitting for saint, as a saint.
就是说在今天我们的生活言行当中，我们一定要有符合我们圣徒这样子的一个身份的作华。
In our behaviors, we should reflect this Christian attitude in our lives.
因为我们这本圣经，我们的神告诉我们，我们的神说，什么人怎么做我都不在乎。
Because the Bible tells us that God,
什么人到底他们做什么事情我都不在乎。
So God does not really care about what people do.
好，我们先把这个经文打一下。阿摩斯书三章第二节。
Amos.
在阿摩斯书第三章第二节，我们的神告诉以色列百姓说，万民啊，我都不认识，什么人我都不认识，我不在乎他们了。
Amos 3 verse 2, I have not known anyone in this world.
在地上万族中，我只有认识一个种族，一种种族就是以色列人。
But he has known one people, which is the Israelites.
所以如果你们在生活当中做出了违背我告诉你们的话，那所犯的罪，神说我一定追讨到底。
And so God said that once you have sinned, this is what He will pursue it to the end.
一件事情，因为我们的身份不一样，它所呈现出来的给人的观感跟感受就不一样。
And so because we have our different perspectives or expressions.
好，比如说这个之前英国的这个戴安娜王妃她是坐的这个 Benz S600 的车子撞死掉的。
And so we can see that Princess Diana was killed in an accident.
为什么会撞死掉呢？
Why was she killed?
因为发生了这个婚外情嘛，绯闻事件产生，躲避这个什么，这个叫什么？这个叫什么？什么队呀？国仔队的那个什么追击啦，要报道他啦那结果仓皇之中这面子 S600 也会死掉啊，不是那个车子撞的就不会死了
And so, because in order to escape from the paparazzi, from her her regarding her marriage and affair, she wanted to escape.
婚外情嘛。
So there was an affair.
奇怪，我就在想了哈，他这个婚外情的精彩程度哈，比不上我们家隔壁的小王，你知道吗？
And so this led her this degree is not the same as
我们家隔壁的小王他们夫妻哈、哦，这个小王在外面有了一个小三呢。
And so this 小王 our neighbor has a
我们在台湾就是说哈、哦，这个小三就是哈、哦，除了太太之外，其他的外面情人这个叫小三呢、啊。那这个小王就说，除了我的先生之外，我这个当太太外面有情人，这个叫小王啊，哦。
Oh, so she they have a they regard this extramarital person as a king.
好了，那小王的婚外情被他的太太知道了，他在外面有小三呢、啊。
And so they
发生婚姻的绯闻呢、啊。
And so this has destroyed the marriage once they discovered that.
哇，这个太太拿到厨房去拿菜刀啊。
And so this wife took a knife.
哦，那先生看到害怕，也到厨房去拿锅盖啊。
And so once the husband saw it, he wanted to get some of the utensils to defend himself.
两个人开始就演武侠片啊，对不对？刀光剑影，砍来砍去，枪来枪去，盾牌可以抵挡啊！哦，然后从厨房跑到客厅，从客厅跑到前面的大马路，再绕回来后面的巷子。奇怪，这个为什么摄影机狗仔队都不来报道呢？这个才精彩呀、
啊、！And so they became it's like into a martial arts a scene where they go around and fight each other and go around and it's funny how the paparazzi does not follow them.
身份
status.
戴安娜王妃是什么身份
？What status?
我们家隔壁小王又是什么身份？身份不对等，他的价值观感给社会就不一样。
And so because of a different status, then the perception, society's perception on them is different.
所以我们的神说。所有的万民哦，他们做什么我都不在乎啦，因为这些人在神面前没有身份嘛，哈。
And so,
哦，没有身份，在我们这个国家也是没有办法享受什么福利嘛，哈，他是次等的嘛，没有身份嘛。那没有身份哈、哦，怎么样？神说我不是很在乎啊，但是以色列人呢、哦，我很在乎你们呢、哦，因为你们的身份是不一样的。
And so God said that these people do not know because of their status.But if like for Israel, the Israelites have a status that so God knows them.
So 一个基督徒的失败哈，不是家破人亡，哦，不是换了第二届、第七届。我认为一个基督徒的失败，就是在神面前失去的一个基督徒当有的体统，丧失的他的身份。这个在我们这本圣经的我们刚刚所看到经文当中是值得我们去做思考的。
I believe that the greatest failure of a Christian is not to commit the first, second, or seventh commandment, but is to lose his status as a Christian.
所以我们不要跟挪亚一样醉酒，就是表示我们放纵的情欲，放纵到最后就是放肆。
And do not be like Noah, where he has become indulgent in his desires, and in the end, he has become so wayward.
好，一起来唱赞美诗222首。
Let's sing hymn 222.